one asks, no one knows. No one really cares, it shows just how much effort it takes to be cars. It's not easy, it's not fun. I know I'm great, I'm number one. But oh, you don't know what it's like to be cars. You don't sleep, you don't rest, you feel pressure in your chest. You have to come up with good insults that are new. You need to put on a mask and pretend when they ask, do you care about people who aren't you? Hungry all the time. You want to eat, but it's a crime. So you end up drinking blood out of a bag. Yuck. I'll make this claim. It doesn't taste the same. It's not easy to be cast. I'm on the top, top of the mountain. But it's so lonely on top, top of the mountain. So lonely on top of the mountain. It's not easy to be cast. It's not easy to be cast.
I spy a tree.
That's not how you play this game.
I spy another tree, and it's green, and it has leaves on it.
Fuck, that's not how you play. Someone make him stop.
Stop, Dave.
How would you know how to play I spy with my little eye? Who did you play it with, huh? You don't have any friends.
Dave!
Sorry, I'm hungry, and I'm tired. And I get cranky when I'm hungry and tired. Sorry, C.
C? It's even more stupid than Caden, which is, in and of itself, already very, very stupid.
We used to play games at the orphanage.
But were you included? Were you invited to play with the other kids, C?
I mean, not really, but I always watch them play.
Now that makes much more sense.
When I was a kid, we used to play Who Ate the Jam. I don't want to brag, but I've never lost a game in my entire life.
How do you play?
First, you need to find a jar.
We're in the middle of the forest. Might I ask where you expect us to procure said jar?
We're obviously not going to play it now. I was just going to explain the rules, Cassius.
Well, what's the point in explaining the rules to a game that we cannot play right away? By the time we get the chance to play your little game, we will have forgotten the rules. Let me tell you about a game I used to play as a young child.
What, like 5,000 years ago?
Oh, why, thank you.
It wasn't a compliment.
When I was a child, we used to play a game called Death. We would go around the room and try to guess how each one of us would die. Let's start with Claire.
Let's not start with Claire.
Death by lightning.
What? Why?
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening.
What a terrible way to die.
I see water. Something to do with water. Drowning? Drowning in water. Yes, that's it.
Wait, Cassius, how do you win this game?
We wait and see what happens, of course. If the manner in which you meet your demise matches your prediction, you win 1 point. The game can take several years to finish.
Let's do Dave next.
No, I don't want to.
Probably something stupid like leaving the oven on and going to bed.
Death by lightning.
Something incredibly stupid, yes. I see a piano. a piano falling on his head whilst he's walking down the street.
Yeah, that. Definitely that.
No!
I give you my word, Dave Smith. This is how you'll go. I've never lost a round of death in my life. And I'm not going to start now with you, Dave Smith. Perhaps there were times when death needed, shall I say, a helping hand. As luck would have it, I have two hands.
You've killed people just to win a game?
Watch out for pianos, Dave Smith.
Guys, look! I think I see a village over there. Do you see it?
I don't see anything. Where?
Between the trees, over there. Look!
Oh, finally. Civilization.
Dave! Dave, you're running! You're running, Dave!
I didn't know he was capable of running.
Wait up! Ow!
Guys, I don't think we should stop at this village. We still have a long way to go.
Yeah, I agree, but we need supplies. That's the first village we've seen since we left the log. And I think Dave could use some rest. Did you see how red he is?
So very red.
There are chickens everywhere. Why are there chickens everywhere?
Aw, hey little buddies. We're looking for a place to stay the night. You don't happen to know a good place to stay anywhere here? No? Well, it was worth a try.
Dozens of chickens? Where did they come from?
Let's see if we can find anywhere to stay. It's getting dark already.
Caden, are you coming?
Huh? Yeah, I'll catch up in a minute. I need to pee.
Fire is up and running.
Thank you.
So nice and warm in here.
I never want to leave. I just want to stay here for the rest of my life, cuddled up by the fire, eating cake.
Dave, where did you get the cake from?
In the fridge. In the back room, behind the reception desk. Would you like a piece of cake, Alice?
No, thank you.
Good. I was just trying to be polite.
No one's at the desk. Or anywhere, actually. I got us three rooms. Dave, are you eating cake?
You want some?
No.
Good. I was just trying to be polite.
Where is Caden? How much time does it take to pee?
Hi, everyone. Hi. I need to lie down. Did you get us a room?
Yeah.
Thanks.
He doesn't look so good.
All right, let's get some rest and meet here in the morning. Come on, Cassius, you're with me.
Wait. You're sharing a room with Cassius. With Cassius. With Cassius.
What's wrong with Cassius?
Dave, you're with Caden.
Yes.
And Alice. Will you get a room all to yourself? The whole room in which you can do whatever you want. All alone. Just how you like it. See you all in the morning.
Excuse me.
I think she's so mad at you.
Shut up, Dave. What do you mean?
I know you're not seeing it like that, but you left her. Again. She didn't want to get close to you from fear of getting hurt again. It goes back to her father's disappearance and her own abandonment issues following her decision to run away from home and leave her mother behind. Sorry. When I'm tired, I get philosophical.
You mean psychological?
Oh, potato, potato.
What do you think I should do? I've spent the last year waiting for her to find me, and now when it finally happens, it's like she wants nothing to do with me.
You're lucky that you're talking about this with me, Alice. You know, I'm the guy. Me and Claire, we're close. Really close. Closer than two things that are really, really close. That's almost how close we are. She's my best female friend. And it means something in this world that's filled with chaos.
With a K.
Ah, with a K, yeah. I can be your ear whisperer, Alice. You know, like they had in ancient Rome. The emperor had to act as a judge on a daily basis. And he needed to settle hundreds of arguments. The ear whisperer would stand behind him and whisper for or against the person addressing the emperor. I can whisper some good things about you in an ear.
You mean with your powers? Can you control her mind and make her love me again?
What? Of course not. I'll never do that.
I'm sorry. I thought...
What is the ancient Rome analogy? I thought it was confusing. I wanted to sound smart. Did I sound smart?
Sure.
Ah, thanks. I just meant that I can be your wingman, you know? Point out your strengths. Yeah. Remind her of all the good things you bring to the table.
Would you do that for me?
Of course! My name is not Dave. Dave Smith.
That's very kind of you. Dave Smith. Dave. Dave. We were just talking. How are you asleep already? You still have cake in your mouth. Dave! Ugh.
Ah, good morning.
Shh. Don't distract them.
What are you doing?
We found a deck of cards in my room. Me and Cassius are building a card tower on Dave.
Give me two more.
Here.
He just passed out on the couch? What happened to... I'm a light sleeper and I can't sleep without my whales.
I guess he was really tired.
Two more.
Okay, only two left.
Voila!
Wow.
Look at that. It's a masterpiece. It goes up and down with his breathing.
All right, come on, wake him up.
No, Claire, don't!
Dave! Wake up!
Well done, Claire. You saw something fun and you destroyed it. Claire Dyer, ladies and gentlemen, the Fun Destroyer.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the Fun Destroyer. What happened?
All right, I hope everyone had a good night's sleep. Dave clearly did. But it's time to go. We need to find a store, we need to gather supplies, and then we need to start walking again.
Not walking! Anything but walking! Please! Can we just stay here for one more night, please?
Hello?
Hi. Wow. So many people. Where were you all last night? And you're all naked? That's great. All right, come on, guys. Let's go.
You're all wearing clothes.
We are?
We figured a long time ago that wearing clothes is a waste of time. Don't be silly. Come on, take them off.
Oh, okay.
Caden, no!
Come up to the desk. I'll check you in.
Actually, we spent the night last night. Sorry. We came in, but there was nobody here.
That's okay. How did you like it? Did you have everything you needed? We don't get a lot of visitors here. Where are you visiting from?
Can I ask you a counter question? Why is your town full of chickens? And where did you all come from? Because, you know, you certainly weren't here last night. And for God's sake, why aren't any of you wearing any clothes?
You are such a curious little chipmunk. Wow, so many questions. Where do I start?
My boy! My boy! Has anyone seen my boy?
Caroline, are you okay? Did something happen to Billy?
I can't find him anywhere. I've been looking all morning, but I just can't find him.
I haven't seen him, Caroline. I'm sorry. Strangers, you didn't happen to see a little boy running around here this morning, did you?
No. What does he look like?
He's 8 years old, black hair, and brown eyes.
Wait, you came in last night. You probably saw him as a chicken.
What? He has brown feathers and a brown spot on his head. Did you see him? Please tell me that you saw him.
Brown spot on his head?
Yes, yes, right above the beak.
I'm sorry, we didn't see him. Wish we could help.
Hold on. Can you repeat the part where you said that he was a chicken when we came in?
You're really not from around here, are you? Makes sense. I mean, you're here, visiting our village. Why would you do that if you knew?
Knew what?
We have a curse on our village. Every night when the sun goes down, all of us are transformed into chickens. You probably saw us around town last night when you came in. In the morning, we transform back into humans, just to turn back into chickens again at sunset. Now, excuse me, but I have to go and help Caroline find her son. Feel free to stay for as long as you like. Keep the rooms you slept in. No one comes here anyway, and we can settle the bill later.
Okay. Should we try to find the store and get the hell out of here as fast as we can?
Wait a second, Claire. Shouldn't we help them? She said this village is cursed. It sounds like something we can help with. I mean, they turn into chickens every night. Chickens. Not even a cool animal like a wolf or a wolf. Chickens. Shouldn't we stay and help them figure it out?
And why would we do that?
Yes, why?
Stay out of it.
I haven't said anything in a long time, and I felt like interrupting.
Caden, we need to get going. Whatever is going on here is not our problem.
Alice, you are so smart. We should leave right away. You have so many great ideas in this beautiful, strong, formed head of yours. Wow, such soft hair.
Dave, whose side are you on?
Yours. I just wanted to point out the fact that Alice brings great ideas to the table.
Dave Smith, stop spewing nonsense and shut your mouth.
Anyway, supplies. Store. Let's go.
Claire, I'm not leaving this place until we figure out a way to help them.
Okay, Caden. What is this really about?
What do you mean?
Spill the beans, kid.
No beans here.
Caden.
Fine. I ate Billy. I think I ate the kid, okay? I ate the chicken last night. I couldn't help it. I ate a chicken, okay? And now they are looking for him, and it happened so fast, and then the guilt is killing me, Claire. We have to help them break this curse so I won't feel guilty for eating him, even though he was a chicken and I didn't know he was a kid. I didn't know he was Billy.
You ate Billy?
No, I ate a chicken that apparently now seems to be a kid named Billy. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, just one more reason we should get the hell out of here. They can't find out that we had anything to do with the disappearance of this kid.
Oh, Billy.
We? What do you mean we? Caden ate Billy.
I ate a chicken.
Poor little Billy boy.
Claire, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying and I'm going to figure out a way to help them.
Fine by me. Catch up with us when you're done. All right, anyone else want to stay behind?
Dave will stay with me.
Fuck!
Good luck. As Murphy used to say, try not to die.
Dave Smith, I have but one request of you. If and when the people of the village find out that Caden ate poor little Billy, make sure you capture it on camera when they come to kill him.
And try not to tell people what you are. You can never know how they will react to a werewolf and a mind reader walking around together in their village asking questions about the curse.
Wait. Alice, there is something I wanted to tell you. You know, in case we won't see each other again.
Come on! All right, let's go. Let's go!
Wait, guys! Take me with you!
You want to go with them? You can go.
Really?
Sure. Just know that there will be consequences for your actions.
What kind of consequences?
Best friend kind of consequences.
So, how do we break the curse?
Sam, untie me. Let's talk about it like two civilized people.
Now you want to talk. Why didn't you want to talk before you went behind my back and betrayed me, Murphy?
I didn't betray you.
You opened the portal. You sent the Order of Chaos with a K to God knows where. You did all of that without talking to me first. So why, Murphy? Why should I untie you and sit to have a polite conversation about what happened? Would you like me to make you some tea? A foot massage, perhaps?
The past is in the past. You're right. Why dwell on it now? Let's move forward.
Ha, 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 ha.
For God's sake, at least stop doing the voice. You sound exactly like her. It's creepy.
Shut up, Murphy.
Billy!
Where are you, Billy?
Billy!
Billy, where
are
you?
We really want to find you, Billy.
Where are you?
Hey, are you here?
Come here, Billy.
He's not under this rock.
Billy.
Oh, boy,
Dave, I can't find Billy.
I don't know. Where
Billy.
Is he?
Billy,
come here.
Billy.
He likes to play here around the river, as a kid and as a chicken. I hope he didn't fall into the river and get carried away.
Billy. Billy, are you out here? Billy.
Billy. Billy.
Billy.
Where are you, Billy?
Come back home.
Come back.
We missed you, Billy!
Billy!
Caden!
Billy! What?
How long do we have to pretend that we're looking for a kid that you ate?
I don't know what you're talking about. Billy!
Billy! Don't you think we should tell them what happened? I'm sure they'll understand. Billy!
That's such a great idea, Dave. Hi, Billy's mom. So, funny story. Last night, when we came into town and you were all chickens, I couldn't help myself, and I ate one of the chickens, and it turns out it was your son. Aha! And I'm a werewolf, by the way. Please forgive me.
Well, we can work on it a little bit, but yeah. It's better than not telling them and letting them keep looking for Billy. Billy!
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 Billy! Billy!
He's not here. We can expand the search to the woods if we don't find him by tomorrow.
I don't know what to do.
We'll find him, Caroline. I promise.
Don't promise you that.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, you don't know that we'll find him. You don't know what happened to him. Don't give her false hope. Let's assume that he's dead. If we end up finding him alive, that's great. But if not, we won't be disappointed because we already expected that, okay?
He didn't mean it like that. Please forgive him. He has the social skills of a shoe.
But he's right. Billy probably wandered into the woods and got eaten by some kind of animal. Oh, damn, this curse.
This curse? You guys mentioned it earlier. So what? It makes you turn into chickens every night? I hope you don't mind me asking, But when did it start, and why? And also, why aren't you leaving this place and starting over somewhere else?
We tried to leave, but no matter where we go, the curse follows us. It seems to be attached to the people who live here and not to the place. So we stay here and try to keep each other safe. It's not ideal, but it's what we've got.
So when did it start?
A long time ago. A few generations back, there was a guy who lived at the edge of the village.
I think I'll head back home. Billy might have found his way back and is waiting for me.
That sounds like a good idea.
Maybe we can join you and you can finish the story on the way.
I don't know.
You shouldn't be alone in a time like this.
I do have some pictures I can show you, if you're really interested in hearing about the curse.
Caroline, that would be amazing. Please, lead the way.
Dave, can I talk to you for a second? Excuse us?
We can't go with them, Dave.
Caden, I played along pretending that you didn't eat that kid long enough.
I think they know. I think they know we had something to do with it.
We?
You don't understand what it's like, Dave. I control myself most of the time. I never attack anyone or try to eat anyone, even though I want to. I want to so badly. Dave, it drives me crazy. A deer here, a chicken there. That's how I keep the wolf quiet. But he gets so loud sometimes. Maybe I knew, Dave. Maybe in some dark place inside I could smell that it wasn't an ordinary chicken. And you know what, Dave? Maybe I liked it. I hear voices in my head, Dave. They are trying to force me to expand my menu. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm all over the place.
What do you want to do then, Caden? You said you want to help them break this curse. This is how we help.
Fine. Just, I think they know, and I think they'll try to kill me. If they serve us tea, don't let her poison my cup, okay?
We'll just switch cups when she serves them.
What if she puts poison in both cups?
Then we'll switch cups with her.
What if she puts poison in all of the cups, but she's immune? So even if we switch cups, we end up with poison.
Just smell it before you drink it, okay? How about that?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, we're ready.
Good. My house is this way.
I would like some cheese, but not just any cheese. I command you to get me Serbian Pule cheese. It's made from donkey's milk, and it tastes like heaven. If you believe that such a place exists, that is.
We ain't got no Serbian cheese.
What do you have?
Let me see. I see some cheddar cheese. Cheddar work for you? Shall I put it in a bag for you?
No. Don't put it in a bag for me. Cheddar cheese. How dare you even suggest that I, Cassius, would enjoy something as rudimentary as cheddar cheese?
All right, you got everything you need, Cassius?
This man is trying to sell me cheddar cheese. I want out of this hellhole, Claire.
What's wrong with cheddar cheese? You can't even eat it. Why do you even want to buy cheese anyway?
What I do for pleasure in my free time, Claire, is none of your business and far beyond your understanding.
Okay, I got what appears to be toothpaste. I don't know for sure, but there's a picture of teeth on the package and they look really white.
Oh, there's no one at the register. Cassius, can you go and get that cheese guy to come over here?
No.
You want me to put her in a bag for you?
Hello? Hello? Is anyone here? Paying customers?
We don't have any money.
Not paying customers, but customers that can make a deal for some supplies. Hello?
Hello there.
Philip?
In the flesh.
Philip, I didn't know you worked here.
I thought you said you never left the forest.
Well, technically, this is still part of the forest.
You work here, in a bodega?
That's my day job. Helps me pay the rent, if you know what I mean.
You're a turtle. You carry your house on your back. What rent?
Oh, please don't tell my friends. They all think I'm Philip the Big Shot, making it in the forest. The famous Philip.
How did you get here so quickly? Last time we saw you was at the bar. You asked Dave to carry you everywhere on his shoulders because you're slow.
Wow!
Well, well, you think turtles are slow, hmm? Come on, put him up! Put him up!
Put what up? My hands? You can't fight me. How? Your hands are too short.
Oh, my word.
Oh, the cheese guy just fainted.
Ah! Get off of me! Get off!
Come on, you little beast! You horrible little beast!
I'm sorry, I don't have more snacks to serve you. All I have are seeds. Even as human, I still crave seeds, so... I'm sorry. It's just... What if he's somewhere in the forest, all alone, wondering if someone will come to rescue him? Bleeding to death, attacked by some horrible monster.
If he was a chicken, how can you blame a horrible monster for wanting to eat him?
Caden!
I'm just saying. That's how it works in nature. A small animal gets eaten by a bigger animal. And then comes a bigger animal to eat the monster who ate the chicken, and so on and so on and so on. Who are we to tell Mother Nature that she's wrong? Who are we to tell nature how to operate?
What are you talking about? Her son is missing.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, of course, your son is missing, and it's terrible. Just terrible. Right, Dave?
Yeah, right.
And we'll do anything in our power to help you. Now, we're trying to learn more about the curse, to see if there is anything we can do to help.
You know, we don't get a lot of visitors here. The people who happen to stop by this town usually don't stay for long. Once they realize what's going on, they romp us and they disappear. But not you. You're here trying to help. You two are angels.
Well, I wouldn't say.
Angels! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
No, it's not that.
Caden, what's wrong with you? He's probably a little hungry.
I'm not hungry. What is that smell?
What is he doing?
Caden has a very strong sense of smell. He's trying to get the scent of Billy so we can track him.
Is that... A cat! A cat! You have a cat in here?
Yes, this is Rosie. She's shy.
Why do you have a cat in here?
You mean in her house? What's wrong with you? She has a cat. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? They're evil? Cats are evil? No wonder your son ran away. Probably wanted to get away from the cat!
He's joking! He's joking! I'm so sorry. That's how Caden deals with stress. He tells jokes. He tells silly little jokes. That's our Caden. And we love him. Come on, Caden. Come back to the couch and let the nice lady that invited us to her home tell us about the curse that's been controlling the village that we're here to help with.
I hate cats.
That's okay. Now, come back to the couch. So funny, Arcaden. So, where were we? We're so sorry for what happened to your son. The reason we stayed here is because we want to try and help break this curse that makes you turn into chickens every night. But in order to break the curse, we need to understand it first. Me and my friend here, we have special powers. I can't get into details, but probably not the kind of powers you've seen around here for a very long, long time. So anything you can tell us about this curse can help us figure out a way to break it.
There's a box over there under the side table to your left. Bring it here to the light.
Not a box.
Open it.
What am I looking at here?
Some old pictures from my grandfather's collection. He was one of the people who helped build this village. You see this one? That's him and a few of his friends. Look at the forest around them. It was all forest when they arrived here and decided to build their village.
So, they cut down the forest, and cut down all the trees, and pissed off everyone and the forest spirits. The forest got upset and wanted to punish them. Got it. Dave, let's get out of this cat lover's house.
The forest didn't mind them. In fact, it seemed like the forest wanted them to stay. They got the blessings from a local druid community and got to work. Look at the next picture. That's my grandpa again with his three best friends. Bill Thompson, who later became the mayor. Gregory Miller. And this guy. No one knows his name. People just called him Chicken.
His name was Chicken?
They came up with the nickname because he was afraid of everything. He was a weirdo. Never fit in anywhere. Never married. Never had kids. Everywhere he went, people would taunt him for being such a scared guy. They stopped using his name and just called him Chicken. Switch to the next picture, Dave. He spent his days isolating in his house, refusing to see anyone, scared to leave his doorstep, locking himself in, watching life go by from the window in his kitchen. You can see him here, sitting, watching from his window.
Who took this picture?
Days turned to weeks, weeks turned to months, months turned to years. His fear and loneliness grew and grew until one day he decided to do something about it. No one knows exactly what happened that night. They heard a loud noise coming from the house. Some people from the village decided to stop by in the morning to investigate. What they found shook them to the core.
What did they find?
The walls of the house were covered with ashes. All the glass in the house was broken, and Chicken was nowhere to be found. On the table, they found a note and a journal, but they were too afraid to touch them.
What did the note say?
Who's the chicken now? At first, no one knew what it meant. People didn't care about him too much, so they didn't try to figure it out. Then things started to get weird. People started waking up outside, not remembering how they got there. And then the change started to happen. Every night at sunset, the people of the town turned into chickens. And so it has been ever since.
I think we might be able to help you. I think I know how. We may not be able to save Billy, but I think we might be able to help with the curse.
Billy will turn up somewhere. I can feel it.
I wouldn't count on it.
It's like I know he's out there somewhere.
I don't know about that.
Thank you for your hospitality, and thank you for all the information. We'll see what we can do. Hang on tight and have fun turning into chickens tonight. Come on, Caden, let's go.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Say thank you to the nice ladies, Caden.
Thank you.
I'll show you out.
I have like a million questions.
I only have one. What kind of a sick person keeps a square full of these kind of pictures in their living room?
So people called him Chicken. He puts a curse on the village to get back at them. Was he a wizard?
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like they have witches and wizards here.
They clearly have magic. They have druids that can talk to trees and animals and whatnot, but no one like Claire and Alice.
Okay. So what's the plan? You said you know how to help them.
Yes, my plan is to go and find Claire, tell her everything we know, and hope she'll help us.
Why would she want to help us? She didn't even want to stay, and she left the village with the others.
They needed to get supplies first. I'm sure they're still around, and I think I have something that will change her mind. Take a look at this.
Caden, are you insane? You stole one of the pictures from the box?
Not a box. Take a closer look at the table he's sitting next to. See the journal?
I think so.
Try to read what it says on the cover.
I can't.
Well, I can. It says, property of Ambrose Dyer.
Do you like games, Murphy?
Of course I like games. Who doesn't like games? Although I have a feeling I'm not going to like this one.
You won't. These are the rules. I'll ask you a question. If you tell me the truth, nothing happens. If you lie, you get shocked.
Do I get a reward for not lying?
The reward is not getting shocked. Let's try it first. First question, what is your name?
Murphy. Special Agent Murphy. Why? My name is Murphy.
I know it is. I just wanted to see if it works. Second question, did you or did you not open the portal after you were instructed not to do so?
I did, yes. Sam, I wasn't lying.
I'm changing the rules. I ask a question and you get shocked no matter what.
So I won't answer your questions.
Third and final question. Where did you send the Order of Chaos with a K? No?
Sorry about earlier. I'm very sensitive when it comes to my hands.
No need to apologize. I had fun. Getting punched by a turtle was number 5 on my bucket list.
We need to talk about your bucket list. It's full of weird things. All right, if we're all ready, we should leave this village and start heading towards the light. Can anyone still see it?
Yes, it's over there.
All right, how does it work? Are we the only ones who can see it? Maybe we should ask someone to find out. Never mind, too dangerous. All right, let's go.
Should we try and find Caden and Dave first?
No. Caden decided he wanted to stay because he feels guilty, so that's his problem. He can be so reckless sometimes, and I'm just so sick of it. Why would you eat a wild chicken? Why would you do it? Even without knowing it was a kid, it was still a stupid thing to do. We don't even know this place. We need to be careful. Every mistake we make here could cost us our lives. We can't make any mistakes. Maybe it's just safer for us to keep going without him.
Hey, guys.
Caden! Dave! You're here!
They've been standing there for a while now. I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to interrupt your train of thought.
Fuck, Caden. I didn't mean any of that.
Yes. Yes, you did. But it's fine. You think it's the first time I've caught someone talking about me behind my back? I brought you this. It's a picture of your grandpa, I think. The name on the journal is Ambrose Dyer. I'll see you later, guys.
It's not safe for him to run around in his wolf form like that. Someone might see him and connect the dots.
Claire, what you said was really mean.
Well, he wasn't supposed to hear it, Dave.
Poor kid. He locked me in a basement and all, but I still feel sorry for him.
Philip? How did you get here?
I was lying to you, Dave Smith. Turtles are actually faster than humans. We just pretend to be slow. I'm sorry for making you carry me around when we first met. I was very tired that day.
How could you lie to me? I thought we were friends.
We are. That's why I'm telling you now.
Dave, what's this picture that Caden gave me? It's a photo of a guy sitting next to a window. What am I supposed to get out of this?
Caden thinks you're related. He said he can see his name on the journal. Ambrose Dyer.
You think we're related because we have the same last name? Do you know how many Smiths there are out there? Are you related to all of them?
There's more. I'll fill you in on the way.
On the way where?
On the way to his house. Come on! It's supposed to be right around here, behind the corner. Me and Caden asked some people for directions.
Let me see if I've got it straight. A guy with the same last name as Claire, but better known as Chicken, leaves behind a curse that turns the people who came up with the name into chickens?
Yes.
A little bit on the nose, if you ask me.
There it is!
It looks abandoned.
It looks haunted. Oh, how I wish Caden were here.
People are scared to even go near this place. They think it's cursed. You think they'd be used to curses by now.
Philip, didn't you say that witches haven't been seen here for a long time? How do you explain this?
That is correct. No witches, no werewolves, no vampires, and certainly no mind readers.
This is clearly a wizard's house.
Is it? I wouldn't know.
What are we waiting for? Let's go inside.
Oh, he better calm down. People will hear him.
It's almost dark anyway. You should be worried for them, not him.
Lapacora.
What did you do?
Shall we?
Look at this place.
This place gives me the creeps.
What was that?
Sorry, bumped into this chair. Didn't mean to give you a fright.
I think the kitchen is this way. This is it. This is where the picture was taken. Look, on the table. I think it's the journal.
Dave, don't touch it. Do you feel it, Alice?
Oh, yeah.
Feel what?
He's here. He's still in this house.
But he's dead.
I don't have time to explain to you how ghosts work. Just stay back.
Do you need any help, Claire?
No. The shadows. The spirits who creep in the deep. May you have mercy on my soul.
Oh, please.
Ambrose Dyer! Step forward, Ambrose Dyer. Ambrose Dyer! Cassius.
No.
I need your blood. Accept our offer. Show yourself. Show yourself. Credo! Credo! Credo!
Is that him?
I think so. The spell worked. Oh, but it's not as strong as I expected. I think we can talk to him, but it's like having a bad connection on the phone.
What's he saying?
I think he said something like, "Go away, you unwanted creeps."
He didn't say that. He said, "Welcome to my home."
Quiet! Ambrose! My name is Claire Dyer. I seek answers which only you can provide.
I think he recognizes you. What just happened? Where did he go?
I don't know. I didn't have enough time to complete the spell. But it looks like he's gone.
Don't touch the journal! You said so yourself!
It's safe now. He's gone. He's not here anymore.
Does this mean the curse is broken?
Well, we'll find out soon enough. It's almost dusk.
Was it really that easy?
If by easy, you mean breaking into an old haunted house, casting a spell with vampire blood, a creepy ghost with the same last name as the witch who's casting the spell, recognizing her and disappearing, then yes, it's that easy, Philip.
Sarcasm.
Yes, sarcasm.
Something's wrong! Kaden! What's going on here? Leave him alone!
A wolf hiding in the bushes waiting to charge at us. We've got him surrounded. Good job, everyone.
He killed Billy. He killed my Billy, and he's back for the rest of us.
That is correct. You better kill him now while you have the chance.
Fuck! Kaden!
Shoot him! Shoot him now! He's about to attack!
No!
What are you doing? This wolf killed my son!
Maybe, but he's afraid! Don't you see that he's frightened? That he's weak and he's not made of stone?
He's a wolf!
He is Kaden! The wolf is Kaden, okay? The kid that was with me at your house!
The one who growled at the cat?
Yes! He's a werewolf, okay? Kaden is a werewolf.
Impossible. We haven't seen a werewolf here in forever.
In forever, yes. That's what we keep hearing, but it's true. Look at him. You're scaring him with all the torches and the guns. You're all ganging up on him.
Dave, this wolf, or Kaden, or whatever you want to call him, is a monster who ate my son.
But he didn't mean to. Your son was a chicken when he ate him. If he ate him.
Dave, just let them shoot. I promise, we'll get you another pet.
No!
Shoot him now before we all turn into chickens.
You're not gonna turn into chickens. Not anymore. Look, the sun already set. You're all still human. Just put the guns down.
She's right. I don't believe it! But how? How is it possible?
We broke the curse. You should be all thanking Kaden. He was the one who wanted to stay and help. He might have made a terrible mistake, but he's trying to make up for it.
I mean, was he going to tell them that he ate the kid, or was he just going to break the curse and leave the village like a hero?
Please, just take a few steps back. Give him some space and let me talk to him.
Do what he says.
Kaden? Hey, buddy. It's me. Dave? Dave Smith? It's okay, buddy. No one's going to hurt you. Not on my watch. That's it. Good. I'm gonna put my hand on your neck, okay? You told me once that it calms you down when you're scared. Is that okay? There you go. That's it. You okay, buddy?
I think so. Hey, Dave. Can you get Caroline? I want to talk to her.
I don't know if she's ready to talk to you, buddy.
Can you try?
Sure. He wants to talk to you. Please, just hear what he has to say.
Tell me what you did to him.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't know. I wanted to tell you earlier, but I don't know what to say. I didn't mean to do it. He was just there, and I...
Mom! Mom!
Billy? It's Billy! You're okay!
I was lost in the woods, but I found my way back to the village, Mom! I missed you so much!
I'm here, Vivi. I'm here. It's okay. Let's get you home.
Wait! What? But... How? I ate him! I ate the chicken with a brown spot on its beak!
You ate Steve. He's a real chicken. He also has a brown spot on his beak. That's funny. We do have some real chickens around here too, you know.
What?
Let's go home, Billy. Let's go home.
Well, I guess this is good news, right? You didn't need a kid after all.
Let's get the hell out of here.
It's a new day. We all got some rest. We're leaving Crazy Chicken Village, putting it all behind us. Right, gang?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dave, be quiet.
We're leaving all the craziness behind us. Craziness that made us say some things we didn't mean to each other, right? Maybe even some things we regret saying to our good friends,
Caden.
Nope, you meant every word. I'm just happy I was there to hear it. We don't have to be friends, Claire. We just need to be able to work together and figure out a way to get back home. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go for a run.
Give him some time.
That's such great advice. Give him some time. Good job, Alice.
Why are you making fun of her?
I'm not. Alice has had some really good advice. I'm just pointing that out.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey. Are you still there? I can't hear you anymore. Where did you go? Where did you send them? Are they okay? Answer me. Hello?
Thank you for listening to The Order of Chaos with a K!
Who are you talking to, buddy?
He's doing it again. His eyes are closed.
Oh, why does he always sit on the ground and stare up at that tree when it happens? What's so special about that tree?
Tune in next month for an all-new adventure!
I can't believe he's sleep-hosting again. What did the doctor say to do if it starts to happen?
You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The doctor said to use the bear.
Download the episodes, visit our online store, donate to the show, and leave a comment in the comment section below. Ow!
Hey, Caden!
Hi, Fluffy! No. Whoa. Did it happen again?
Sorry, C.
Fuck. Thanks for waking me up.
Come on. Breakfast is ready.
I hope you've made something for me, Dave Smith.
I'll be right there.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel.
Caden!
Coming!